low 59. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with afternoon showers, high 80.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
All right, everybody, it is 5 o'clock on Monday, and that means Battleground News. We are right here, and we are raring to go. I'm Karen Morton, your host. My co-host is...
Jim Davis.
He's raring to go, too. We've got three A-team members with us in the studio today. First of all, we've got retired Navy Captain Ryman Schoaf. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Karen.
I'm glad you're here, too. Yeah. And a different perspective. We've got the Navy here. Also retired Master Chief John Kraft.
Well, good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Good to have you.
We asked the Army to show up, but that football game scared them away.
Yep.
Well. We got the Special Forces guy right here. And he dares to
mind
be present
your matters.
With you.
Mind your matters.
A-team member Ray Morton.
President accounted.
That is a standard, folks. President accounted. So, all right, we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. I have been actually earlier today. I spent some time talking with a couple of Jacksonville City Council members regarding what was going to be happening and what was transpiring over the weekend, kind of thing regarding JEA. JEA is always a really, really fun topic these days, and. It's very interesting where they're going. They had a 1 o'clock meeting with JEA. Aaron Zahn, the CEO, did show up. They did not. He had not originally indicated that he was coming, but he did come. And that meeting lasted until like 7 minutes ago. So we're trying to get one of the councilmen to call in and give us their thoughts on what happened this afternoon. But I can tell you that what I know of what happened, and I was watching on and off during the afternoon, is startling, totally startling.
The cat is out of the bag.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they kept asking questions. They had the JEA legal counsel, their chief legal counsel. You know, like, did you check with anybody before you guys decided to approve this? Specifically about the special bonus plan that they had put into effect for JEA. And did you get any approval for this? Well, you know, never really an answer. The answer is no. As to the contrary, Jacksonville General Counsel reviewed an initial reaction, had an initial reaction to the whole plan, and they said, you know, don't do this. It's not legal. Huh. And yet, somehow it got taken up without any prior notice, without any prior warning to anybody that they had put this entire bonus plan into effect without really letting anybody know about it. All of a sudden, they brought it up to a board meeting.
All right, think this through, okay?
Yeah.
You've got people telling us that JEA is going broke.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we've got to sell it. And then they're distributing funds illegally, mind you, and they're distributing funds just for whatever reason.
Right.
You know,
to the tune of $3.5 million.
This just absolutely makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, it makes about as much sense as, you know, gosh, oh, gee, you know, JEA is going to fall apart tomorrow, but we've got to build a brand new building in the middle of downtown Jacksonville. Really?
And there's 17 different investors started off wanting to purchase JEA, wanted to purchase an entity that was about to go in the hole.
Right.
Now, if it's got that bleak a future, I know I wouldn't want any part of it.
Exactly.
Unless you just want the land, but I mean, that's not what's going on.
Mm-mm.
No, that is not what's going on. It's somewhat amazing. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, We've got a councilman who is, yes, on the line with us. And we have got Councilman Rory Diamond. I've got to tell you, the inquiry this afternoon, a lot of the questioning, a lot of the review of documents regarding this bonus plan that they put together was done by Rory Diamond and Ron Salem. And Rory was the lead on this, and Rory has just gotten out of that meeting and is calling in. Rory Diamond, thank you for being on Battleground.
Hey, no sweat, Miss Karen. I can't say no to you.
I love that. Would you please talk to my husband?
I do, quite often.
Well, teach him that part. Anyway, sure. Rory, give us, I've been watching, we watched part of the thing that was broadcast online. I've been kind of watching Nate Monroe especially and his tweets because, you know, he's Johnny on the spot on this. Tell us what your big takeouts of the afternoon was, because it went on forever.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I take no pleasure in doing this, but, you know, we have to get to the very bottom of the, you know, performance unit plan, the stock option plan that they were creating over at JEA.
Mm-hmm.
And the big question was, were they just creating a plan and they were working on it, or were they creating a plan so they could make a lot of money for themselves? And by them, I mean the executives at JEA. And I was really hoping that at some point today, they would point to documents, emails, texts, anything that said, you know what, let's put the brakes on this. No, it's too expensive. No, we could make too much money. Let's ratchet it down. We saw none of that. And so my conclusion is that they were trying to get at least $100 million for themselves.
That is absolutely mind-boggling. $100 million for themselves.
I mean, and that was the most conservative math. And
oh
so
God.
It could have been many hundreds of millions more, all the way up to $1.6 billion if JEA sold and 100,000 units were sold. So it's just, it was mind-boggling.
Well,
I don't think that they were breaking the law,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can tell, but it was just legal theft.
Well, I did hear something, and I wasn't clear if there was really an answer or not. There was a question, I think, about this possibility to buy into this bonus plan was supposedly for all JEA employees, but none of them knew about it. The only people who knew about it were the people, you know, on the top floor. And so there was a question about, well, what if they didn't buy into it? Were you guys able to buy up the whole thing?
Well, maybe a lot of JEA employees of the 2,000 would have stepped up and bought some of the 30,000 units that were going to be available. Maybe they would have in December.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very suspicious to me that these executives who created the plan, who knew about the plan, who knew it backwards and forwards, and knew the math,
yeah.
if there was a big sale of JEA, got to buy whatever the other employees didn't buy. That's very, very strange to me, and I've been very clear. I think that was a breach of the public's trust.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if in order to get this bonus, all you have to do is make sure that JEA is sold and somebody signs on the dotted line, there's an issue there.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many incentives that are going the wrong way. The conflicts were just flying left and right. And, it, you know, fortunately, the plan was pulled. Council auditors blew the whistle,
yeah.
and it didn't happen, but it could have.
It didn't happen, but not because they were going to release this information, not because they were going to be transparent about it. It was because people started digging into it and council started looking at it and going, whoa, you know,
yeah,
back up.
You know, that's
exactly right.
Yeah.
This just reeks of scandal. You know, it does. All this nefarious activity. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a sensationalist, but this is just not right, what's going on.
Well, go ahead.
You know, I'm a good government dude. To me, it's always like, if you're going to get in this game, just tell the truth. Don't enrich yourself and all the rest. When I was a prosecutor, that's what I went after. And, you know, it's just horrible to see this at home. You expect to see this in Chicago. You expect to see it in Louisiana.
Exactly. Exactly. Not in Jacksonville, Florida. Rory, are you, I know you're pulled in 3 million directions. Are you able to stay with us just a couple of minutes past the break or no?
I can do it, Ms. Karen. We love you.
I love you, too. I truly do, and you know it. All right, so we've got Councilman Rory Diamond on the line. We're coming up on a break. We will be back with Councilman Diamond in just a couple of minutes. There's a couple of questions I definitely want to make sure I get asked. So hold on, everybody. Do not go away. JEA update. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Battleground News on Talk Radio WBOB.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
Do you want to offer insurance to your employees but think it's too expensive? Florida Care Insurance is here to tell you that employee benefits can be much more affordable than you realize. If you can afford to give your employee a $2 raise, then you can afford employee benefits that will make you more competitive and help acquire and maintain quality employees. Let us help you invest in your company. Go to groupbenefits.solutions or call 265-4753. No matter the company size, they can help. Call 265-4753 for your employee benefit solution.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
All right, everybody.
USA.
Hey, how about that? No government coercion, no government control. And yet we're seeing that right here in River City. It's amazing to me. I want to thank Councilman Rory Diamond for being on the line and holding during the break for us. So, Rory, you had I saw that we've had some board members of JEA resign. We've had a former board member Hussein Cumber put out some statements saying that, you know, this was unconscionable and asking for a lot more detail. And I understand that the chairman of the board, Mr. Brown, is going to be asking for Aaron Zahn's removal tomorrow. Has he resigned? I mean, do you know what the status of all that is?
That's my understanding. I mean, who knows, you know, what will happen. But that's my best guess, is that they'll ask for Aaron to resign, and he will.
Okay.
The question is, what happens next?
Well, yeah.
So, if somebody else is in there, has everyone who was involved with this PUP plan been kind of purged? And, you know, we're going to have to ask those questions as a city council and just keep on it. You can't ever let go of your ethical obligations.
Right. And I think, you know, like, yeah, well, okay, fine. He resigns or he gets fired either way. But, you know, right, what happens to all of his benefits? And you know, I don't know.
And what's at the bottom of this, all of this? I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but what's at the bottom? What's the bottom of all of this? What's at the, you know, what's the predicate that got this started? Who, where's the money going? That's what I want to know. Where's the money going?
Well, you mean for the whole ITM, you know, sell JEA process?
Yeah, somebody's making money out of this.
Well, I mean, look, I have to tell you, this thing has been cloaked in secrecy, so I don't really know kind of who the, you know, what numbers we're talking about and all the rest. But generally speaking, the people who make money off deals like this are lobbyists, lawyers, and investment bankers.
And it seemed like during your questioning this afternoon, it seemed like whenever you asked, well, who actually came up with this this great bonus plan idea? Who came up with these numbers? Who came up with, you know, where's the formula for coming up with this whole thing? And nobody really had an answer for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be frustrating to anybody who believes in small government is that, yeah, you may have, you know, that budget, but then they just keep spending money on lawyers and consultants. I mean, just to respond to a letter from me, they had two PR consultants and five people reviewing three drafts.
Really?
I mean, come on. I mean, just answer the damn email.
And at the same time, now, council, you guys actually passed a legislation to allow expenditures for an attorney specifically for city council to represent you guys and let you know what's happening. And yet, it's my understanding that as of this moment, Lenny Curry still has not signed off on that expenditure.
I think he's going to. We'll get lawyers for the council one way or the other. I mean, that shouldn't be what's frustrating people when or how we get lawyers. The fact that we need them at all
is
really, really annoying. I mean, we've got $1.8 million set aside for it. I mean, what could we do with $1.8 million?
Yeah.
Or how about just give it back to the people who earned it?
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. What a shame that it has to be spent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is mind-boggling. Every time you turn around, it's absolutely mind-boggling. So you've got... All right, so you've got this attorney that will hopefully eventually be coming on board. Lenny had actually, I think Friday, Saturday, sometime, he got fed up and said, okay, fine, JEA, finish up your stuff, gather it all together, and we're going to throw everybody on council's desk and let them worry about it, and we want it done by January. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, just to straighten that out, I think what... Mayor was doing was saying, hey, folks at JEA, finish up your negotiations by January and then city council take it over. And then once anything like that hits us, as we evaluate all the different options, we're going to take it basically as long as we want. Mm-hmm. And what Council President Scott Wilson said is we need to finish out a process that Councilman Boylan started, which was just kind of methodically go through this, and that's going to go through at least May. So this isn't going fast.
Okay, great. And I was glad to see that. I saw that Scott Wilson had come out with that, too, that you were going to maintain your schedule. You were going to continue to have the workshops, which are extremely helpful. Because
it's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like any of you guys knew that much about running the energy plan.
Well,
you know
what I mean? they had as much expertise there as they had for the new appointed CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. You know, the thing that's kind of lost in this is that JEA does have problems ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are getting more efficient. There are market headwinds. So something is going to have to change. Otherwise, this thing that's very valuable to us is going to be worth less money.
Well, yeah, but
what that is should be really slow, thoughtful, public discussion. You know, you can't move this thing fast as much as somebody might want it to.
Right. And it looks like, you know, in other municipalities across the country, people are going back to the publicly owned utility for the city-owned utility. They're buying it. They're taking control of it. And then they're taking the correct business actions to make sure that you know, they adjust their business plan and make themselves successful. So,
well, this is where I get conflicted. I have to be honest with you. I don't really like, you know, I'm a conservative, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm kind of a libertarian. So
yep.
I don't really enjoy government monopolies, whether it's in education or in energy. I don't want that. And so I'm fine with privatization, but there has to be a really thoughtful process. It has to make sense.
It has to make sense.
You know, I'm just not close-minded to it.
Yeah.
Or a co-op might make sense so that we don't have government rules, but we still have to be responsive to people who own it, meaning us, the taxpayers here in Jacksonville.
Right. You know, and another thing that's in my head when Jim was talking about this conspiracy, it doesn't seem to me, and I've heard a lot of people say this also, It's not just this bonus plan, the PUP. It's looking back, this new board suddenly decided that they were going to literally destroy and implode the only energy-making coal plant that we had. It's gone. Poof. You know, done. And so we really as coal is clean energy. Coal is, you know, it's not going anywhere
and
despite listening to the Democrats. So, and it's cheap. So we just got rid of, in the last few months, our only way of actually creating energy. And it's, I can't help but wonder, you know, gosh, oh, gee, this new board comes in, their intent is to sell. And so, well, let's just implode this deal. And now we've got to do something. You know, I mean, am I just being a nutcase or?
Well, I candidly, I don't know enough about how JEA is purchasing its power. My understanding about how most of these businesses work these days is there is some generation they do on their own, but by and large, you know, this is back in the Enron days. They're just trading energy back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that is sitting out there, and it's still the 800-pound gorilla in our production world, is Plant Vogtle, right? This thing is still incomplete. And the Secretary of Energy said it's a national security requirement. So I say let's finish it. Get it done. Get it online. And let Jacksonville get the benefit of this very expensive plant
that makes sense.
Way too much for, and then we do have our own generation ability.
We could use that bonus money to do that.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Build two of them for that.
really. Okay. So, basically, where this leaves us is kind of where are we now? What happens next?
So, what happens next is the PUP plan was killed.
Okay.
It's done. Tomorrow, they should officially get rid of it. But like I said earlier, you know, our ethical obligations never end. We got to keep the sunlight on JEA and what it's doing. And that's what I have every intent to do.
I believe you. I totally 1,000% believe you. I'll tell you, I've known Rory Diamond for a while now, and quite a few years. You are indeed a true conservative with a libertarian kind of bent or liberty-minded bent. You are definitely... for small government and really, you know, keeping track of the dollars and keeping track of the transparency and making sure that things are done correctly. So I, for one, am thrilled that you're there working as a watchdog on behalf of all of the citizens of Duval County and the surrounding counties who are who buy their electric power from JEA.
I know I have to keep an eye out for my friend, St. John's County Commissioner Jeremiah Blocker, make sure that he's not messed with. He's a good man.
He is a good guy. That is for certain. So, okay. Any last words?
Nope. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Everybody, thank you, Rory, so very much. Rory Diamond, City Councilman from Jacksonville, keeping us up on updated on JEA. And I thank you.
Hey, have a great one. Talk to you guys.
Take care. All righty. We've got he's really, really good. I know he spent the entire weekend poring over these documents to get everything ready for the meeting this afternoon. We've got Blake on the line, and Blake's been holding for almost the whole show. But sorry, Blake, you got councilman comes first. So we've got about a minute and a half. I know you were at the meeting this afternoon. So give us your take on everything.
First of all, there are over 800 separate documents that were assembled by Mr. Diamond that he actually went over. That's just an amazing, amazing effort on his part to digest and to use those documents in a thoughtful and a cohesive process. So
we all have to
give him a pat on the back and a hip hip hooray because you did a great job.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay.
Couple takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the CFO admitted that he had never put any hard numbers to the whole cost of the PUP. Not to this day had he ever put any hard numbers to the PUP, which is absolutely stunning for me.
Well, the once you sell the thing and you get yours, you know, I guess the numbers don't really matter after that, huh?
I got mine.
Well, I certainly would. I certainly wouldn't want him to do my taxes if I went to H&R Block. That's for sure.
Really.
The second thing is, and this was brought up in an email, where there were only 37 people. I figured the people having six figure incomes, $150,000 or so.
Gotcha. We're coming up on a break. We gotta go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Boeing said Monday it will temporarily stop producing its grounded 737 MAX jets starting in January as it struggles to get approval from regulators to put the plane back in the air. The Chicago-based company said production would halt at its plant with 12,000 employees in Renton, Washington, near Seattle. Boeing says it doesn't expect any layoffs as a result of the production halt at this time, but layoffs could ripple through some of the 900 companies that supply parts for the plane. The MAX is Boeing's most important jet, but it's been grounded since March after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed a total of 346 people. At least one person is dead in an apparent tornado as dangerous storms sweep across the South. On Wall Street, the Dow by 100 points, the NASDAQ rose 79, the S&P advanced 22. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A motorcyclist is dead in St. Johns County after an accident involving another vehicle happened early this morning on US 1 south of Racetrack Road. According to Florida State Troopers, the accident happened shortly after midnight. The rider of the motorcycle died at the scene. All the southbound lanes were blocked shortly after midnight, according to FHP Jacksonville. Hundreds of wreaths adorn gravesites in Jacksonville in honor of the fallen military veterans. The annual Wreaths Across America event Saturday honored veterans at cemeteries nationwide. At Jacksonville National Cemetery, every one of the 11,800 headstones were adorned with a wreath. Local coordinators for the event say 100% of the wreaths were donated from the community. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Major delays in Clay County because of a crash on Blanding Boulevard southbound at Jefferson Avenue, blocking two left lanes. Emergency vehicles in the opposite direction blocking the left turn lane. And there's another accident on the East Beltway on 295 northbound at the exit at US 17 North Main Street. Partly cloudy tonight, low 59. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with afternoon showers, high 80.
Are you disabled? Has Social Security denied your claim? The Green Law Firm will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. I'm attorney Jackie Green, and I have been practicing law here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. Call me at the Green Law Firm at 904-900-4778. With an experienced lawyer by your side, I will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. Don't delay. Call today. 904-900-4778. Online at thegreenlawfirmjax.com. When the one who should stand beside you doesn't, we will.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer's the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
And now, back to Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. We have spent the first half hour of the show talking about all things JEA. And right before we went on break, we had Blake on the line with us. He's still holding. You wanted to make that final point. There were 37 people in all of JEA who made over $100,000. Is that what you said?
The idea of the pup was that everybody would have a shot at it, but one of their own people said that the only 37 people would actually use it. So it was a facade to begin with. I did the one final point that I did want to make was you brought this up. and that is there are still lots and lots of problems with what's happened with JEA. We cannot come to the conclusion that the issue of JEA and the problems associated with the process have magically gone away. They're still there. We can't let this become a smokescreen to go ahead and proceed with something when there's still lots of serious issues of integrity we have to deal with.
Well, and I've been talking with not just Rory, but a couple of other people earlier today, and I don't think anybody intends to just drop it because, oh, well, we got rid of Aaron Zahn, so I guess everything's okay. That is not what's happening in any way. The citizens won't put up with it. The press isn't going to put up with it. At city council, I mean, they're in the same, you know, you look at them and they're just as upset and frustrated as everybody else. They intend to get to the bottom of it because, like Rory was saying, eventually something's got to be done. Either you've got to just, you know, fix the business and make it work, or you've got to find some other solution. And there's a lot of different ways to go, but without any transparency, God knows what had been done or had been said, what had been negotiated, we don't have a clue. So they're not letting... Go ahead.
Every industry is going to have its challenges. We have a well-run utility that is going to have its long-term challenges, and when we put people on the board and we that actually know how to make decisions and are trained and have the intellectual capacity, who then hire people who can manage the utility, then we have the opportunity to do the right thing by JEA. But it all starts with putting the right people on the board and hiring the right people. And unfortunately, that comes back to the source of the problem.
Well, okay.
Who for what?
Well, exactly. And that's an issue that has become clear to a whole bunch of people in the last couple of months here. And I think the frustration is showing all way round. So anyway, Blake, thank you very much for your points.
God bless you. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you. All righty. I want to thank... I personally want to thank Rory Diamond for taking the time to call in. He's been working 20 hours a day for the last 2, 3, 4 days trying to get through all these documents and get everything set up. Ron Salem also was part of that and had specific questions on certain parts of the documents. We've been listening on an ongoing basis to Michael Boylan. Michael Boylan is the councilman who set up the workshops so that people on council and people within the community could learn about what all the terms mean, how things are working, what is expected. All of that's being done methodically. It started about a month and a half ago, and it goes through May so that every 2 weeks, there's a topic that literally everybody's learning about. So that by the time you get finished with the workshops, you know, the people who have been there, they now have a much more comprehensive idea of what needs to be done and what things mean and how to proceed. He's done an amazing job. Randy DeFore. Randy has been on our show, a few times to keep us updated of what was going on. And I had talked with her before as well, and she was not able to call in afterwards. But she's out there, you know, leading the charge, which is fantastic. And Matt Carlucci, too. Matt has been very outspoken about getting this fixed. And he actually, and it's one thing I forgot to ask Rory about, he was actually calling for a grand jury. I'm not sure what happened with all of that. I should have asked, and I did forget about that one. So you know what, we've got a council that is out there trying to get an idea of what's happening and trying to do the right thing on behalf of all of Duval, and we should be very, very proud of them.
Hear, hear.
Yep. Absolutely. Also, I want to do a quick shout out. Hey, American Electrical Contracting was one of our wonderful sponsors, and they've just been doing some great things for us, great things with us. And I just wanted to say thank you to them. And if you have electrical needs, call American Electrical. They're your guy. That's where you need to go. All right. Moving on to... President Trump and all this total talk about sham. We've got total corruption in Washington D.C. And then you take a look at what the heck's going on with JEA? It's like, oh my God, we're totally surrounded. But I wanted to let everybody know, I'm hoping everybody who's listening to this show is well aware that the impeachment process kind of got moved out of the first committee and is on its way to getting finalized and moving on to the floor of the House of Representatives. It will move on to the floor for a vote sometime this week. All the congressmen have been told, you ain't going anywhere till this vote's over with. So, you know, people who had engagements, they were coming back from D.C. to speak at different events. Not happening this week. Not until that vote is over with. But Democrats are dancing in their shoes, at least those Democrats who haven't figured out, oh my God, what a sham. This is ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of eyes opening up. But there's also that ultra-left socialist movement. And
that's what's going on. They literally have to appease the communists and the socialists that they've allowed to join the Democrat Party.
Exactly. I mean, they're out there dangling in the wind over there, but they are way, way, way left. They are out in socialist communist territory. MoveOn.org. Ever heard of that organization before?
Yes.
Such a joy. Speak up. MoveOn.org has been busy. They've decided that they are going to have rallies get people out to support the impeachment.
I think they ought to just move on.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to move on right over us, and we're not going to let that happen. They are doing a pro-impeachment, rah-rah-rah kind of thing here in Jacksonville tomorrow. And a kind of a weird location, but they are going to be out on the corner of McCormick and Monument Road. It is definitely in the East Arlington area. The Duval Trump Club is putting together a group of people who are also going to be, surprisingly enough, on that same corner.
On the other corner.
Yes, across the street.
Mm-hmm. What is so significant about that corner?
You know what? I figure whoever it was in Jacksonville, Florida, who answered the call from Move On and said, "Oh, I'll arrange it," must live over there. That's my guess.
Because if you were looking for a high traffic area, there's plenty of it. Other places.
You got a whole county. Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine that. You know, they intend to do these kinds of things, I would think, for the entire next year, but. You know, I've been on that corner holding signs for candidates, you know, out in that area. Clay Yarbrough, that's one of his favorite places,
You
know, because it's his district. But anyway, corner of Monument Road and McCormick, they're going to start their rally at 5:30. We are asking people to arrive at 4:30. So if you are able to be out and about tomorrow, and you can get to the corner of McCormick and Monument Road, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whenever you can get there, but 4:30 would be good. Wear your Trump gear, bring your U.S. flags, your Trump flags, your signs, you know, make signs supporting our president, and get out there so we can make a stand. Now, I do believe that when you look at everything that the president has put up with since the day, well, since before he was elected, let's face it, he deserves our support. I know it's Christmas time and people are busy, but I got to tell you, you can still take an hour or so and get out there and support the president. Publicly get out there and show Duval County. Woo-hoo.
He's working for us. We should be working
exactly.
for him.
We are also going to be, there's a covered crosswalk across I-95 off of Spring Park Road. We are going to be there on Thursday. And on this Saturday from 10 until noon, we're going to have people at three different locations, St. John's Town Center, River City Marketplace, and Orange Park Mall. We're going to be working with the Clay County Trump Club there as well. So, folks, we'll mention it again before when we come back from the break, but plan on being there. You can get out and sign. We'll be right back. I'm getting the signal.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. M-I-L-S-A-V-E-R.com.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
What is the White House strategy going forward on impeachment? We'll discuss in studio with senior legal advisor to the president, Jana Ellis, on the next America First with me, Dr. G. And recap the impeachment hearings with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein. Plus, talk to angel mum, Agnes Gibney, about the killer of her son, who will soon be released from prison without ICE being allowed to do anything about it.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
For your questions and comments to Battleground News, call 904-831-0600.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Battleground News. We've got Marty on the line. Marty, we're in the last segment of the show, and I got a ton more stuff, so thank you for calling in, as always. And what you got for us today, real quick?
Well, I want to make this brief. This is about a week or so or before Christmas, and I make this mention every year. I went into a store, one of these dollar stores, I'm not going to mention which one, and the cashier was telling people, happy holidays.
Right.
So I says to her, what holiday? What about saying Merry Christmas, all right? So she eventually did. And I want to mention that when I worked for one of the delivery companies as a teenager, they gave every employee a turkey as a Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say very briefly, I know you weren't talking about it, but if anybody out there doesn't like the word Christmas, if you were working in a place where they give you a Christmas bonus, just decline it.
Yeah, there you go. Good point. I love it. Marty,
you
always got something fascinating. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marty, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. All right. Good point. Very good point. A lot more stores are saying Merry Christmas, but not everybody. And a lot of these people, they've been told not to do it. But if you say Merry Christmas back to them, they usually will smile and, you know, nod. So, all righty. So let's move on to Washington, D.C. And what's your Ryman has been sitting here very, very quietly the whole hour. John,
very too. Patient.
Yeah.
Very patiently.
What do you see? I mean, what are your thoughts on all this impeachment nonsense?
Well, there's a part of me that I kind of like it because I don't think that the question that, and I think I've asked you this before, Karen, if not on the air, then just in our conversations. But, you know, I would look at Pelosi as being a political strategist
Yeah.
And, you know, I look back at when the impeachment with Clinton was going on, and of course I was busy being deployed that time, mm-hmm. but I just remember the thought of, if you're going to impeach him, what we went after him for didn't really resonate with me, and why not just get rid of him at the election? Mm-hmm. And I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, when you vote for your president and the other party tries to get rid of them, and without really hardcore stuff,
right?
I really think that pisses the average American off.
I think so too.
If you don't like it, make your case and then vote him out. But don't try to take him out and subvert what the average American has done. And mm-hmm. I think they have forgotten that. Because I remember, not the James Carville, but the who was the other strategist with him? Paul Begala.
Paul Begala. Gotcha.
Yeah, I've talked to Paul Begala on several occasions, and I remember he mentioned to me one time about the same thing that we're talking about here. He said, "Yeah," he says, "you know, when Republicans went after Clinton, all mm-hmm. that did was really fire people up to vote to bring him in a second term because they don't like their vote to be subverted." And right. I'm just wondering if James Carville and now. Paul is not calling Pelosi and go, "Hey, don't you remember when we did that? What happened? You know, why are we doing that? Because all you're going to do is open the door to have a huge sweep in 2020. So that part of me says, okay, go ahead. Yeah. And then I hope Trump runs around and rubs her face in it. Mm-hmm. Look at your 401k, look at how many jobs you got. And oh, by the way, that party tried to get rid of it because they don't like you.
There you go.
And then see what happens.
Well, you know, and we've got we've got a couple of congressmen who are leaving the Democrat Party, and I've heard people all over the country that are saying exactly what you're talking about. You got to be kidding me! I had no idea that the Democrat Party had gotten this far out of control. This makes no sense at all, and this is not the way I want my country run. And so they're switching over.
Well, I don't understand the kowtowing to the extreme left. I don't see what that buys the Democratic Party.
You know what it is? It's they don't want to be primaried, and that's what it is.
Well, now that's a point. That's a point.
And that's their motivation. We got to hold it all together. We can't have a bunch of primaries because new politicians don't always win.
Well, and you kind of wonder. They are. You've got the far left. You've got the squad that seem to be running. Taken over. And what is it that they've got? It should be fascinating.
I think the most fascinating election is going to be AOC. Because, you know, Amazon was going to go in there and create a lot of jobs that was going to pay a lot of taxes. And she ran that company off.
Yeah.
I just can't help but think that if you were looking for a job and that happened, that you turn around and vote to keep her in when she's making $170,000 plus, and you can't even get a job getting packages at Amazon because of her. I just don't mm-hmm. see that resonating with the average guy.
If I remember correctly, I read that while the rest of the country is doing extremely well, Democrat strongholds are not, and that includes her district. You know, with new jobs and the economy improving and.
Right.
They don't think the economy's improving because they aren't seeing it. But it's not the president's. It's the girl you elected, moron. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you say that on the radio? It's the girl you elected,
did.
Moron.
I believe you can. Amazing. We don't have a little button, so I guess you can. It is.
That's what you get when you elect a barmaid.
Yeah. Yeah. I it'll be interesting, I think, by the end of the week to see if the Democrats really do manage to maintain their vote total. You know, the people are starting to peel off. People are hearing from their constituents, and even if some of these congressmen don't quote leave the Democrat Party, that doesn't mean they're going to vote that way. When all is said and done, it'll be very, very interesting to see if they maintain their majority vote.
Yeah.
I think, go ahead.
Well, I just hope that when it gets to the Senate that, you know, the Republicans have a spine to stand up. I mean, you have an opportunity to do some, to bring in some,
yes.
some folks on the other side and give them some hard questions, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Schumer was asking for Mulvaney and Bolton to come and testify for the Democrats. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what they could contribute. Neither one of those guys are constitutional attorneys.
None of their other witnesses could testify to anything either, John.
Well, I was just going to ask the captain about firearms on naval bases there at the aviation pre-flight indoctrination. Apparently, there's some sailors that have sent letters to Chief of Naval Operations says, hey, we should be armed.
Really good point.
Your thoughts?
Well, when Fort Hood happened, I was in D.C. and I was working with a colonel, and we were talking about it. He just looked at me and said, how is it that you're on one of the largest Army bases in the world and no one else had a weapon? No one?
Right.
No one could defend themselves?
Apparently, even the quarterdeck watch or the officer of the deck were no longer armed like we were years ago, and that was a frightening thought.
These are soldiers. These are guys that kill people and break things. Where's their guns?
Exactly. I mean, if you're looking at the Second Amendment issue and how vulnerable people are when they cannot defend themselves, here indeed you are sitting on a base where there are hundreds or thousands of military trained men and women who learn how to shoot weapons for a living, and yet they had no access and people died. What better proof of this need for the Second Amendment do we have?
Well, my experience is there's a lot of anti-gun people that work on the bases. How many really are? I mean, they're
really
really are.
You know, this PC nonsense.
A lot of people from the left that work on the bases and just
then they need to go.
So I guess we just need to throw water balloons at our enemies, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, did any of those far left people who work on those bases, did they get shot at?
No, but I mean, not even the civilians, but I'm talking even people in uniform. I mean, if you go not too far from here to the Coast Guard recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chiropractor that I go to, and every time I drive up, I see that big old sign. This is a gun-free zone, and I'm thinking, anybody could walk in there off the street and shoot everybody in there. No one's going to fire back because it says there's nobody in here that can defend themselves.
Exactly.
I don't understand that because anyone who's had any time in with the military, you always talk about force protection. I mean, anytime you go overseas, you discuss force protection, but then you come here, and there's no force protection. I don't get that.
It makes no sense at all. And you know, quite frankly, I think we should walk around with big bullseye targets and just tape them up on every business that posts that nonsense gun-free zone.
You want to save for country, carry more guns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just mind-boggling to me. So we've got a lot going on. Again, I do want to remind people that we need to support our president. Saw something on Facebook. There are people up in northern part of the country, Minnesota, Wisconsin, wherever they were. There's a picture, three pictures of these people out there with their flags and their Trump flags and their signs and their banners. Snow up to their knees, 0 degrees. They were out there marching to support President Trump. Now, we live in Florida. Suck it up, guys.
Where 40 degrees is really, really cold.
You know what? Everybody needs to get over it and find time to get out there and support our president. Go to Facebook and the Duval Trump Club. You will find the events will be there in the morning. One of them is up for tomorrow. One of them is up right now. But get out there and participate.
Pray for our neighbors in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee that are going through that.
Yes.